And this is WGBH's Morning Edition. It's now 8:21. Well, it's been a year and a half since Superstorm Sandy plowed into the coast of New York and New Jersey, causing tens of billions of dollars in damage. Many communities are still recovering. And tomorrow in New York, 10 teams will present their ideas for how to rebuild Sandy-affected communities to be more prepared and resilient in the face of such storms. It's the final event of a government-sponsored Rebuild by Design competition. And joining me with more on this is WGBH's news science editor, Dr. Heather Goldstone. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, this week's event is the culmination of a six-month process. Tell us how the 10 teams got to this point.
Well, these 10 teams were picked by the Hurricane Sandy Rebuilding Task Force this past fall. They were picked out of some 148 proposals, teams representing more than 15 countries who had submitted ideas to this Rebuild by Design competition. And they've now spent the past 6 months in an intensive research and design phase, which really the whole point of the competition is to emphasize collaboration and innovation. They've been meeting with local and state officials, touring communities, going through stakeholder meetings and designing these projects. And it's really the whole competition goes back to very shortly after Hurricane Sandy, when the Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, Sean Donovan, was in the Netherlands. He toured their famous flood protection measures, those levees and dikes and seawalls, and with their acting director general of spatial planning and water affairs, Henk Ovink, kind of hatched this idea for an international competition to rethink new ways to deal with the idea of coastal flooding and storm protection.
So what is the end goal here?
Well, the goal is, very briefly, just to create more resilient coastal communities. But the way that that HUD Secretary Sean Donovan describes it is kind of learning from our mistakes, as he described to people at the event 6 months ago when they announced these 10 teams. So let's hear that.
Nothing will ever undo that enormous pain and damage. But if we don't learn from these type of crises, if we don't ensure that, in the words of Rahm Emanuel at the beginning of this administration, that a crisis is a terrible thing to waste, then shame on us.
So over the past century, we've already seen a foot of sea level rise. We've seen an increase in extreme weather. And I'm sure everybody's heard, you know, Governor Chris Christie has said multiple times since Sandy, you know, he's seen 300-year storms in the few years that he's been governor of New Jersey. So it's not like climate change is something in the future. It's something that we're starting to see the impacts of already. And in the past, our ways of adapting to flooding and storm surges and these storms on the coast has kind of been one of two things. You either put up seawalls, you armor the coast, or else you retreat and get out of the way. And in recent years, we've seen a broadening of that to include a lot of different kind of innovative engineering solutions at the coast. And this competition really just opens that wide up and says, what are all of the possible ideas? Let's consider anything and see what we might be able to come up with to really be able to face these challenges going forward.
Now, I understand they got 148 proposals by teams representing more than 15 countries, and they whittled that down to 10 projects. And they brought together experts from across planning, design, engineering, and science to make the final decision here. Give us some examples from the Rebuild by Design competition.
Well, one project that's gotten a lot of media attention in recent days is the proposal of creating artificial barrier islands, not just off the coast of New York and New Jersey, but really going all the way down to basically the outer coast of Maryland and all the way up the Mid-Atlantic and New England coast. Another one that really struck me just because of how comprehensive it is a plan for the south coast of Nassau County on the west end of Long Island. And it's not necessarily that any one thing that they incorporate is totally innovative, but it's the scope of it. They basically redesigned the entire community, incorporating more green space. They use dikes or seawalls to protect certain areas. They're creating incentives, essentially, for people to move away from the coast by creating very smart development in what they call high and dry areas. But then for those people who don't want to move away from the coast, proposing things like barge housing, artificial marsh islands, a better stormwater management system, just a huge range of things that's basically rethinking from the ground up how these communities on the coast are organized. And it's really quite impressive.
Well, it sounds like a really big project and a lot of work. I mean, how realistic are these proposals?
Well, a lot of the proposals are very big, $10 billion or more on the price tag for some of them. But that was kind of the goal, was to get these big ideas out there. The winners aren't guaranteed funding, but there was approximately $50 million or so appropriated by the government for Sandy recovery, and some of that money could go to funding these. There's also some other public or private sector funding sources. But the Dutch Acting Director General of Spatial Planning and Water Affairs, Henk Ovink, who I mentioned earlier, was part of generating this idea and has been advising on this all along, told participants back in October that this is really almost more of a thought experiment. It's about starting a conversation.
This competition is not solving, looking for multiple solutions to one problem, but just saying, what ideas do you have? Are there any ideas worth thinking about? And I know that regardless of what happens and how much of this will be implemented, it started a worldwide conversation, the end of which is many, many years from now.
Well, Heather, are there ideas from this competition that might be useful here in New England?
Absolutely. I mean, just as Ovink was stressing there, the value of this competition as a thought experiment, and HUD Secretary Donovan similarly says this is a first step toward a national shift in how we rebuild.
This is work that we must do nationally. It cannot be just about this region. As the president said in his second inaugural address, one of the great challenges we face as a nation is how we can help to reverse and live with the effects of climate change.
To give you a concrete example, one of the projects is proposing to create artificial oyster reefs around Staten Island and through the Inner Harbor of New York to create essentially semi-natural breakwaters and also water filtration units, essentially. That's an idea that's been explored here on the Cape since the 70s and has really boomed over the past few years. Again, the islands, the dunes, just a lot of these things are going to transfer to different areas, and you can only imagine what perhaps New Orleans would have looked like after Katrina if this kind of competition had been employed.
And of course, many years ago, there were plenty of oyster reefs naturally around Staten Island and the New York area. So that's interesting to hear. That's WGBH News Science Editor Heather Goldstone. Thanks very much, Heather.
My pleasure.
You can read more about the 10 projects that are being considered in the Rebuild by Design competition on our website, wgbhnews.org. And our weekly conversations with Heather are part of the Living Lab radio project. Major support for Living Lab is provided by the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment. Additional support is provided by the Delacorte Foundation and by the Candida Fund. This is WGBH's Morning Edition.